My name's David Lloyd, and I played a variety of German soldiers. I kind of like to think they were essentially the same guy, but they all had, you know, different characters. I think one was a German guard, one was a German soldier. But basically, I turned up in Allo three times to arrest René Artois in a variety of cod Nazi accents. Now, how did I get cast to be an LOLO? That's an interesting question because I can't quite remember. I know my agent at the time was a woman called Audrey Benjamin, who was very well connected and was always putting me up for things. So I know she got me the job. I have no recollection of going to an audition. And given that I wasn't doing that much in it, it may well have been that they'd been seeing other bits of my work on TV and just thought, oh, yeah, David's going to be fine for that. But I know she got me the job and I was very grateful for it as well because it was, you know, it's a huge program at the time. So I don't remember whether I auditioned or not, but I was certainly very glad to get the job. So my episodes were filmed in a variety of places. One of them, to be honest, I can't remember anything about at all. But I know out of the two that I can remember, one of them we did live in front of a studio audience out at Elstree where it was filmed. And the other one was in studio, but actually I went in and did my bit in advance. So that wasn't in front of the audience. And as I say, the third one, I cannot remember anything about whatsoever. It's quite a long time ago now. I spent quite a lot of time in the 1980s and in the 1990s appearing in well-established, well-known television shows, playing minor characters. You know, I pop in and pop out. And I enjoyed them all. But what was unique for me about Allo Allo was how welcoming they were and how much I was made to feel at home, not just by the other actors, but also by David Croft. Now, David Croft was the obviously co-writer of the series, but he was also the producer as well. And whenever I went there, I think he set the standard for everybody else. And so whenever I remember the first time I went there, he went, David, welcome. I'm David Croft. And he introduced me to all of the other people. When I went back for my second one, which was perhaps a year later, I can't quite remember. I remember really clearly sitting around the table for the table read and David Croft saying, right, we've got David Lloyd back with us again. Welcome back, David. And I got a round of applause from everybody around the table. Now, these were well-established TV stars, you know, very well-known people sitting around the table, and I was just some guy coming in to go, "René Artois, I have orders to take you to the office of General von Klickerhoffen." And yet they were, you know, made me feel very welcome. Gordon Kay was an absolutely lovely, charming man. And again, I remember going back for the second one. We were rehearsing at the rehearsal rooms at White City, and I went in there, got in there early, went in to have some breakfast. He was sitting there at a breakfast table. I hadn't seen him for the best part of a year. And he called me over and went, "David, great to see you. Good to have you back." And, you know, asked me to go and sit with him. I think he fancied me, actually, truth be told. But he was very welcoming. And also Kenneth Connor, I remember as well, who I'd been a huge fan of from the Carry On films. And to be suddenly working with Kenneth Connor and people like him was just brilliant. And he was absolutely full of stories, always had a story for just about every occasion. And that was the thing about that lot. They'd all been around a bit, you know, and done quite a lot of work. And it was a really genuinely pleasant working environment. Do you know what? I can't. I'd love to be able to tell you all about them, but I can't remember very much about them at all. I remember doing it. I remember going and doing the one that we did in studio in front of the audience. And my flatmate, Richard, who was a massive Allo Allo fan, he came along to watch it. And he was like a pig in poo. He was in seventh heaven. He could not believe that he was watching the recording of Allo Allo. And he couldn't believe that I was in it. So I kind of, I almost got the vicarious pleasure from him really, really enjoying it. And my were we married at the time? Yes, my wife had come along as well. And so I remember that aspect to it. But I couldn't really tell you that much about the episodes I was in because I haven't watched them. I know they're around there somewhere on YouTube. I must sit down and watch them again, actually. Well, I've got a couple of characters who I think might have been my favourite characters in Allo Allo. I think René was great. He was a great character. And he was brilliantly played by Gordon Kay. I just think he had that careworn, slightly duplicitous, just very, very funny. His comic timing was immaculate in everything that he did. But I think probably my favourite character would be Officer Crabtree, because I just think that whole conceit of an English man thinking he's speaking French, but actually speaking it really, really badly. And just before I came on air, I was just refreshing my memory and looking at some clips on YouTube of Arthur Bostrom, who was just terrifically good in the part. So I think probably if you were going to put me on the spot, which you are, I'd say it would be Officer Crabtree. Now, I have to confess, I can't really put my finger on and say there's one particular episode that I remember well, or, as I say, one particular scene of any episode that I was in, because I don't remember them very well. I did a lot of stuff back in the day, and I'm not saying that this wasn't significant, because it was very important at the time, but I don't really remember that much about it. What I probably should have done is gone back and watched them again before this interview, and then I might have been able to remember a bit more about them. I remember it was a very pleasurable thing to be able to do. And I remember, you know, Hello, Hello was massive in the late 1980s and early 1990s. And all the other things that I'd been in, it was probably the one thing people would say, what are you doing these days? And I said, well, I've just done an episode of Hello, Hello. And they'd go, wow, really? Hello, Hello? You know, because it was, as you will know, a really, really big show. So I don't really have a specific memory of any of it, but I do know that it was a very good time to be working in that show. Well, I think you'd have to go a long way to beat Good Moaning. I just think that was inspired. It was just very, very clever writing, and every time he said Good Moaning, it got a huge, huge laugh, even if you knew it was coming. And watching it again, as I was just saying, as I recently did, I think that would be my favourite catchphrase from the show. Well, of course, Hello, Hello is still shown a lot around the world, and I do still get repeat fees for it, but I would be lying if I said that they were massive. If it's shown on Dave or UK Gold or whatever these channels are called these days, you know, I might get £1.50 or something like that. I think the last time it was repeated on the BBC, on terrestrial TV, you know, I got a few hundred quid for it, because they have to pay you pretty much whatever your original fee was. I've no idea what I got paid back in the day. But I still do get, after all this time, there's two shows that I was in around about that time. One was Hello, Hello, and another one I did an episode of Poirot on ITV. And that still gets sold, and I still get money for that. I think probably Hello, Hello is the one, in terms of repeat fees, that I get the most, I won't say I've made the most from, because the amounts that I get are quite small, but that's the one that I still get paid for, even all these years. I can't even begin to think how many years it is now, but it's a lot. So that's quite nice. It's money for work that you did a long time ago. So it's like part of your pension as an actor. It's a very small part of the pension, but it all helps. Now, are there any bloopers? I've got memories of various other bloopers from other shows that I was in, but I don't really have anything specifically from Hello, Hello. No, it was a fairly, as I say, I didn't do much in it, and it was all from my memory anyway, fairly seamless. So sorry not to be able to give you a funny story there, but I genuinely don't have one. Yeah, well, the memories that I have of Hello, Hello, as I think I've said before, were very happy ones. It was a great bunch of people to work with. The thing about doing live sitcom in front of a studio audience, it's you get the best of both worlds as an actor, because you get to be on telly, but also you get to perform comedy to a live audience. And there's nothing like a live audience to sharpen up your comic timing and to give you that buzz as a performer of being out there. So for me, probably the happiest memory would be the one that we did in the studio, and actually going out there and just listening to the gales of laughter coming back at you, not back at me specifically, because I didn't have that much to do, but listening to what everybody else was doing. And that was great. And also admiring, as I always did for all of the sitcom things that I was in, admiring the huge expertise and professionalism, not just of the actors, but of the camera people, the directors, the producers, the amount of effort and work that goes into producing, television, be it recorded or be it live, is incredible. And I'm never ceased to be amazed by the skill of the people who put those shows together. So, yeah, so my abiding memory of all of that was the privilege, really, of being part of such a funny and successful show. Well, Jeremy Lloyd, I seem to remember, kept himself very much to himself during the time that we were working on that. But David Croft was the producer, and David Croft was a very welcoming, very genial, very much in control. You knew who was in charge. But, I think people had a lot of respect for David Croft. I certainly did. The man was a legend in television. So, as I said earlier, I think he always made you feel, as an occasional visitor to the programme, very, very welcome and very much part of what was going on. So I did 3 episodes of Hello, Hello, and I was asked to go back and play the German soldier again in another episode. At the time, I was rehearsing a play in London. And I wasn't doing much in the play, and it was fairly early on in rehearsals. They only wanted me on Hello, Hello for one day. It was basically just go in, film a little bit, my standard arresting René, I think, and then to come back. And I asked the director of the play if I could have the day off rehearsals so I could go and do this telly. And he wouldn't let me have the day off. Now, that was fine because I was contracted to do that play, so I didn't necessarily have a problem with that. What did annoy me, though, was that I then, on the day that I was due to be going to film, sat in the rehearsal room of the play all day and wasn't used. So that was I was quite fed up at the time about that. And then they never asked me back after that. So that was a shame. For me, as I say, I didn't do that much in Hello, Hello. But what it did do in terms of my career, it was great for my CV. To have on your CV that you've been in Hello, Hello opened a lot of doors for me. And I know that I went on and the thing that I'm perhaps best known for was appearing in a kids' TV series called Maid Marian and a Merry Man, in which I played a leading character, again, another soldier, Norman soldier this time. And we did 4 series of that. And I was very much part of that. And that started just after I'd been on Hello, Hello. And I think the fact that I'd been on Hello, Hello definitely got me the audition for Maid Marian. And so it went on to lead to a lot of other successful work that I did. And so I'm very grateful for the opportunity I had to be in it. Yeah, well, look, thanks very much. Thanks for asking me on. I mean, I don't do so much acting now, but I still do little bits and pieces. I'm mainly a writer these days. I write for the BBC programme Doctors. And I've just written a novel as well called A Most Unwelcome Connection, which you can find on Amazon and other outlets. And I've, in fact, just the other week went and recorded the audiobook version of that, which will be coming out in a few weeks' time. So I've managed to keep myself busy ever since the 1980s when I was doing Hello, Hello. And hopefully I shall carry on keeping myself busy for a little bit longer yet. So thanks very much indeed for asking me on this podcast. I've really enjoyed talking to you.